You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday evening's action in Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yes, very well, thank you.
Good man. Yeah, if you're listening, you didn't mishear me there. We have Dundalk on a Monday. It must be a Brucey bonus for you, Andy, this.
Absolutely, yeah. They've had it on a Wednesday before. It's definitely Sunday. Obviously, we know Friday, but never I can recall on a Monday.
No. A lot of people don't like Mondays, do they, Andy?
Yeah, I know the Boomtown Rats didn't like Mondays, did they?
They didn't.
No. Yeah. Bob Geldof in particular.
He didn't, no.
He just kept singing it constantly.
He never shuts up about it.
He doesn't know. But he obviously didn't realise Dundalk was round the corner.
Obviously not. What do you make of tonight's card, Andy?
I would say I'd score it 7 out of 10. Sort of quality-wise, probably not up to the massive standards that we've been having through the winter, but there are one or two interesting races. The 6 o'clock's a humdinger of a 5 furlong sprint handicap. We've got interest in the 6:30, Sir Isaac Newton obviously making his seasonal reappearance, and the Anne O'Brien team have got good chances in both of the maidens with Seventh Heaven and Bravery. So yeah, there is one or two nice intriguing runners along the way.
All right, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 5:30, and we start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Caravaggio, who's 4-7 from 4-5 this morning. 9-1 for Buddha Boy. Iacan is 9-1. It's 10s for Terrific Feeling and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. So the market entirely surrounding the Aidan O'Brien newcomer, Andy. Do you think he'll make a winning debut?
Well, the market has got virtually every Aidan O'Brien runner spot on so far this season. The Drifts, the back, the well-backed ones. The Gurkha yesterday was punted from 2-1, 11-8, won. And more importantly, the two-year-old that won here first time out for the Ballydore crew was also back from odds against to odds on. And this one, Caravaggio, is very much the same here this morning. Putting it in and around the even money mark, it would do well to get anywhere near 8-15, 1-2 now. So that suggests that, A, that this horse is ready to do itself justice, and B, might be even better, or certainly been working with that Peace Envoy. He's got lots of things going for him. First of all, the three horses that have run so far haven't shown an absolute massive amount. He's drawn in store one, which is, of course, if you can break clean and hold your position, a great draw at Dundalk over five. And he's by the American all-weather sire Scat Daddy, who had such a phenomenal record on the dirt surfaces in America and has produced a million runners that have handled synthetics throughout their career. So he's got loads and loads of positives, very few negatives. And it's very difficult for me to tip, like I say, any of the ones that have run. And the only one that hasn't run, which I don't know anything about, and just following the market and the stats and all the things I've just said, it's got to be Caravaggio.
Caravaggio, then, the selection for Andy in the opener at Dundalk. We move on to the 6 o'clock for race 2. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, and we've got a field of 8 in the lineup here. The market headed by Casbar, who's 11-4, supported from 100-30 as well this morning. 7-2 for Master Speaker, 9-2 for Togoville, 11-2 for Ardumi, Lady Mega is 7s, 8-1 for Ostatnia, and 11-1 are bigger prices for the other two. In your own words, Andy, a humdinger of a 5 furlong sprint. Who do you think will come home in front?
Well, hopefully Casbar will. He's going to be my nap today. Off the back of a good win here on the 4th of March. He was obviously very visually impressive that day when he travelled well in behind the speed, quick and on demand in between the 2 and the 1. And was always holding the fast-finishing go-kart and split the atom in the latter stages. Going back and looking at the time figure of that race, it was one of the best ones we've seen so far this winter at Dundalk. Definitely the best sprint handicap run on the all-weather at the Irish venue. And it's hard to see him not running well again, given that he's likely to get a very similar setup here tonight. He's got Lady Mega, who made most of the running here the last day in the race. He's also got Ard Humi, that likes to go from the front, and Togaville, all likely to set really good fractions. He's drawn right in the middle of the pack, so he should be able to track the speed and hopefully come down the middle. It'll give Connor King a target to aim at. And we know that he's got a good cruising speed and, more importantly, a nice turn of foot as well. And that's going to be very crucial here tonight. His main market rival, Master Speaker, regular podcasters will know what a frustrating character he is. An absolute ton of ability, but he is a hard horse to win with. Just the one win in his last 15 or so starts. Unlucky on both of his two runs at the Curragh this season, but that is very much his bag. He does like stiff tracks. 6 furlongs is his best trip. He's never won over 5. These speedsters might just get away from Master Speaker. I think he's definitely going to be another one to put in your notebook after tonight, whatever happens. But hopefully tonight Casbar will have his measure and the rest of them as well.
And did you say that was Nap selection, Andy?
He's the Nap of the night, Casbar, yeah.
Nap of the night, Casbar for Andy, then in the 6 o'clock. The 6.30 is the third race on the card. This one is a race over 7 furlongs for four-year-olds and older that since the 1st of June 2015 have not won a listed race or been placed in a group race. Sir Isaac Newton makes his reappearance and heads the market at 8-11, supported from 10-11. Yufton Week, even money out to 13-8. It's 12s from 16s for Grey Danube, and Geological also shortened a little bit as well, 25-1 into 20s. So, interesting betting there, Andy. What do you make of the 6.30?
Yeah, very intriguing betting. Once again, the market speaking very favourably and loudly in the favour of Sir Isaac Newton, who is obviously a very useful horse anyway, but also potentially, particularly now he's had another year on his back and he's got the hood on for the first time. Don't think he'd probably run up to the absolute massive expectations that the stable had of him throughout the back end of his season. But the fact that he was in Group 3 and Group 2 company respectively suggests that perhaps now he's got his sights lowered and this very much looks like a confidence booster that he could get back on track. Certainly if he runs to the 6 as he did in the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot, he would probably have the measure of this lot. But he hasn't had a run and he's a bit short in the market now for me to be tipping him at 8 to 11. So the value very much lies in the second favourite, Yufton, who's putting it even money, he's now drifted out to sort of around about the 7 to 4 mark. And that doesn't look a bad price for Johnny Moses Charge, who made an encouraging start to his career with Johnny and on his seasonal reappearance as well at this track on the 11th of March when he bumped into the very useful all-weather horse Russian Soul. And in a protracted duel, he just came out second best, looking as though that perhaps he would have needed the run. And more importantly, he wants a little bit further than what he ran over on that occasion. He's got that tonight. He's got an extra furlong. And this ex-7 furlong stroke miler, drawn in still one, has got every chance of certainly giving us a good run for our money there in the 6.30.
Yufton to give us a run for our money then in the 6.30. The 7 o'clock is the fourth race on the card. This one is a Filly's Maiden. It's a plus 10 race as well, over a mile. And 7th Heaven heads the market, 13-8. Having touched 15-8 briefly this morning, Joanna is 11-2. Planchart also 11-2. 13-2 for Heartful. High Honcho is another one at 13-2, and then it's 12-1 and double figure prices for the others. So another Aidan O'Brien favourite, Andy, this time in the shape of 7th Heaven. Will he get another winner on the card here?
Well, they're going crazy for Aidan O'Brien's horses tonight. This is the third one we've talked about in succession that has literally got a sea of blue on the odds checker board. So big things are very much expected of this filly by Galileo. She made an encouraging debut in a hot maiden at Leopardstown back in September, when she stayed on very encouragingly from the back of the end of the field to be never near a 7th, knocked about. And she was very well punted to back up that or go forward when she ran at Newmarket a few weeks later. And although she didn't manage to finish in the frame, again, there was plenty of promise about that run. She definitely wants further than the 7 furlongs she's been running over. She's bred to get a mile and a quarter, mile and a half. So this mile here tonight at Dundalk should be a really good starting point for her. She's a lovely big filly as well. And obviously she must have been working well to attract so much interest in the market. But the value for me would be Joanna, a Dutch art filly trained by David Marnay, and ran also similarly with a good deal of encouragement first time out and over what looked to be an inadequate trip of 6 furlongs. That race was behind Smash Williams. Jim Bolger's Charger, of course, went on to win a group race subsequently. And again, this horse made some good late headway without being unduly punished. Definitely went into my tracker, didn't run subsequently, but now makes its seasonal reappearance. Well drawn from a stable that obviously does really well here on the all-weather at Dundalk. At 6-1 this morning, he's probably the value bet in the race against the short prize favourite.
Joanna then to be a bit of value in the 7 o'clock. On to the 7.30 next. This one is a maiden for Colts and Geldings. It's over a mile, and at the risk of sounding like a broken record, we've got an Aidan O'Brien favourite in the shape of Bravery, 8-11. 9-2 for Mittersill. My Fantasia is 5-1. The market can't quite decide what to do with that one. 11-2 out to 13-2, then back into 5-1. 8-1 for Helvic. New Classicism is 11-1, and 33s or bigger for the others. What are your thoughts in the 7.30?
Yeah, having not tipped the last two Aidan O'Brien horses on value grounds, I'm going to revert to type here and go with Aidan O'Brien's Charge, who ran in that hot maiden at the Curra on the first day of the Irish flat turf season. It was a race that was chock full of promising individuals, and it didn't let us down. What they say in the trade, rode like a good race, and the form has worked out really well. The second has run well in a maiden subsequently. Shamrin's just got beat at Leopardstown. Claudio Monteverde, who was fourth, has won since, and a whole host of others have all advertised the form. Bravery, well, he just got a little bit out of pace. He looked a little bit ring rusty as well on the soft ground. Didn't really sort of get heavily involved in the finish, but he certainly ran well enough to suggest he can win a maiden of this nature. Prior to that, last year at Leopardstown, of course, he chased down Matt Ward, who's looked a very promising colt so far this season for the Kevin Prendergast stable. He's well drawn as well, drawn in stall one. That gives Donegro O'Brien the ideal opportunity to slide along around the inside and get himself into a good position. And he should really be good enough to beat this lot, really, on all known form. Obviously, My Fantasia is probably the obvious each-way choice against the favourite, albeit that maiden that he ran quite well in on debut hasn't really worked out as well as we would have anticipated. But he should be good enough there to finish in the frame anyway. But the 8-11 available for Bravery looks a fair enough price in that 7.30.
Bravery, the pick then for Andy in the 7.30. The 8 o'clock is race 6 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. 5-1 joint favourites at the time of recording this. Ashin Parlour and Stone Mountain, both 5-1 at the top of the market. Money for Spruce Meadows, 8s into 6s. 7-1 for the Mouse Doctor. Power Grid is 7-1 as well. 8s for both Fire Tree and Party Angel. Full Court Press, in fact, is another one at 8-1, and it's 14s or bigger for the others. Quite an open handicap, the 8 o'clock, Andy.
You could fancy the whole host of this lot. A lot of it is all about track position and a little bit of luck in running. I'll probably go with the Mouse Doctor, who has steadily improved throughout the winter. Certainly gets on really well here at Dundalk. All his four runs here have been at this track, and he finally got his just rewards for a series of good performances with a win here on the 12th of February, when he got the job done pretty decisively in the end. Prior to that, he'd just gone down by a narrow margin behind Party Angel, but the draw probably did him that day. And he ties in quite nicely with Ashin Impala, who's favourite here. There was only a length between them when they finished second and third, respectively, behind Eberdan in quite a good maiden back in January. He's much better drawn than Ashin Impala here tonight. He's drawn in trap two, whereas Ashin Impala's drawn 12. And I just like his profile. I just think he's dead consistent. His time figures suggest that he's got to be there or thereabouts with any amount of luck in running. And while, you know, there are obviously other fancied horses in the race, such as Stone Mountain and Power Grid, who's also badly drawn, I certainly expect Mouse Doctor to be in the frame at the very least. And we can get 7-1 for him as well, which is not a bad shout.
And the Mouse Doctor then, Frandy, in the 8 o'clock. And the final race this evening is the 8.30. We finish with a handicap over a mile. And Almini Kaniko is the 7-4 favourite at the time of recording this. 9-4 for Koretzka. Eagle Valley is 4-1. 12-1 for Queen Zane. 14s or bigger for the others. Almini Kaniko and Koretzka, Andy, both arrive here in pretty good form. And there's recent form between the pair as well. So is that significant here?
Yeah, there's not a lot to split between these two horses. Obviously, they clashed here on the 1st of April. And Koretzka came out on top from Almini Kaniko. It was a little bit of a surprise in many respects, because Almini Kaniko, having took the running up and looked the most likely winner going down to the Furlong pole, to be fair, got readily outpointed by Claire Cannon's Charge in the latter stage of the race. And I think if you were to run the race on another furlong, you would have expected the winner to have actually gone even further away from James Nash's Charge. So with that in mind, prices 7-4, plays 9-4 this morning, definitely tips the value balance in the favour of Koretzka for me. She's obviously on a bit of a roll at the moment. Confidence is high. She won over a mile the time before, beating Bridle Path and Shark Island, so the trip's no concern. She's got a nice turn of foot, and I quite like following mares when they're in good nick. It's usually a good sort of profit-making policy to do that. I certainly respect Almini Kaniko, who is probably better over a mile than over seven, and of course, Donegro O'Brien's on board on this occasion as well. So a bit of a toss of the coin between the two, but I do think Koretzka shouldn't be overlooked here at the price. A lot of people expect him to go Armaniki-Nico's way, but on the evidence of what I saw last time, it's not necessarily going to be the case.
Okay, Koretzka then in the lucky last, as usual, Andy. Let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time then.
Yeah, decent card tonight, Dundalk. Hopefully one or two winners along the way. I'm certainly going to have to follow the money and all the trends and the stats to say Caravaggio will win the first race. In the 6:30, my best bet on the card is Casbar, who won here in a fast time here 45 days ago. I'll go with the second favourite in the 6:30 in the shape of Yuften. 7 o'clock, obviously all eyes are going to be on 7th Heaven here for the Aidan O'Brien stable. But Joanna at 6-1 this morning looks the value each way call against the filly by Galileo. In the 7:30, once again, Aidan O'Brien's got a very good chance of taking home the spoils here with Bravery. In the 8 o'clock, I like the way the Mouse Doctor's campaign has gone throughout the winter, and I suggest you have a decent go on him each way around about the 7-1 mark. And in the final race, in what looks another good clash between the front two in the market and the two that met here 17 days ago, I'm going to go with Koretzka to confirm the form with Armaniki Nico.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Dundalk this evening, and we'll speak to you again on Wednesday ahead of Ferry House.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.